it's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one. You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky.
And Julian.
And people.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you have downloaded episode 231. Thank you very much.
We're glad you joined us here today.
Yeah, unfortunately, Nicole isn't here. Imagine that. Wow.
Right.
It's beginning to be an ongoing occurrence.
Well, yeah. Well, we still have our contest to replace her, so.
Yeah, and speaking of the contest, when is that over?
I don't know. We'll have to go back and listen to that episode we did it to say when we...
Oh, do you remember which one that was?
No.
Maybe we should just start a new contest.
Well, I think we only got like 4 entries, and right. I think, like, I don't know. It's hard.
Math is hard.
I know.
It's like hard and junk. So, I want to thank you to Taylor and Taffy for coming over last weekend and doing the show with us. It seemed to be a great hit on both sides. So.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
They were great, and they were fun to be around.
Yes.
We had some people that were saying, oh, it just wasn't the same Foul Monkeys. Well, when you have 2 different types of shows in one room, and everyone wants to talk with everyone,
it's going to be different.
Yeah, it's going to be different. And unfortunately, one of our mics messed up, so I still need to try to find what's going on with that.
So, yeah. So, they had to share one, and I realize people listening live had a real hard time hearing them until you did some editing afterwards.
Yes, I edited. Mm-hmm. What? Wow. I know. I used Levelator.
He used the Levelator. When you need someone to fight crime, the Levelator.
There we go.
Yeah.
So, what's been going on?
Ooh, last night.
Straight into last night, huh?
Straight into last night.
Lord.
Last night was our friend Lou's birthday get-together over at Parliament House in Orlando.
Yes, and everyone knows Lou from doing the video for Wilson Phillips. He also does sound cuts and everything for our show.
Did the intro that you... just
right.
heard.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And he did the phone call song, which he redid, and we'll play it in a little bit.
And it's now less than 15 minutes long.
Yes, and we don't have any phone calls to play today.
I know, right? How ironic is that?
Actually, we don't have a lot of we don't even have email.
That sucks.
So, all right, last night.
Nobody loves us anymore.
Nobody loves us.
Yeah, we kept having people tell us last night that, oh, you guys do the podcast. No, we've never listened to it.
Yeah, the thing is they're like, oh my God, is this Ricky? Is this the guy you're always talking about? And Lou's like, yeah. And they're like, oh, do you listen to the show? And they're like,
no.
I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird. You must tell them that we suck or something.
Right?
And then he tried to play a show last night and no one was interested.
No.
Then everybody was getting a little drinky-drinky.
No, everybody was talking amongst themselves, and nobody wanted to shut up long enough to listen to us talk.
Right. But we did have fun. We got a little overserved last night, or I did at least.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. I poured champagne into Lou's mouth from my crotch.
Which is now up on Facebook. Courtesy of me.
Yes. Oopsie daisy. And it looks real dirty, too.
It is real, real dirty.
I got to motorboat somebody last night.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
You got to kiss a couple of straight boys.
Yeah, I kissed some straight boys. They were in love with me.
Yeah. And then, of course, the one guy you thought was hot in the club.
Oh,
totally,
fuck.
Totally hooked up with somebody else in the 10 minutes we were gone.
Yeah, what the fuck? I was so pissed. He was totally checking me out and looking at me, and I was like, I'm going to get this.
No.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am,
not in Wasilla. I had to go round up Julian and Chris because it was...
Don't touch.
Sorry. We had to go cut the cake for Lou's birthday at 12. So, by the time we were there and we got back, the guy had already had somebody holding him and stuff. And I'm like, fuck.
Speaking of the cake, it was just really, really cool. It looked like a
tiki hut.
A 2-story Spanish villa or something.
Yeah.
Well, we started out by cutting the top part of it.
Shouldn't have.
And then, like, 10 minutes after that, it just like collapsed upon itself like a tiki hut in
Tijuana.
In Tijuana, yeah.
It was totally fucked up. And I didn't have any cake last night because I had some at the baby shower, and I was like, I am caked out.
It was good, but the piece I had, I just ate the cake part of it. Because when I got to the icing, it was like 3 inches of icing. I'm like, oh, hell no. Mm-mm. That would go straight to my ass.
Right. Everybody's diabetes was kicking in last
mm-hmm.
night.
Well, that and their liver was going, eh!
Right. Well, last night, I would say I had a lot to drink, and I wasn't ready to go when we left.
I know.
But I was dancing. I was like,
I was having a good time dancing, but I just started pouring sweat. I was mm-hmm. my clothes were soaked. I'm like, if I don't get out of here, I'm going to pass out.
She's like, I gotta go. And I'm like, wait, I'm a fat ass and I'm still dancing and I'm sweating. Mm-mm. He's I don't do sweat.
Mm-mm. Mama's hot. So
Chris danced a little bit after he got into it.
He swayed.
Yeah.
Gently.
I danced a little dirty up against him. I bet he was like.
No, he didn't say anything. He had a smile on his face. So I think he knows it's all in good fun.
And what Chris fucking telling that nasty guy that I wanted to hook up with him.
Oh, hanging out the
door.
Yes.
What the fuck was he thinking?
I don't know.
And I think that guy seriously thought
I know.
That I was like wanting to hook up with him.
He's like, hey, Poppy.
Mm-mm. He was not anything that I needed to go for.
Ugh. Uh-huh. Yeah, Chris was not right about that.
No, and he kept telling him every time we passed him, my friend's really into you.
I know.
I go, okay, Chris, you keep doing that because I'm going to pick somebody out for you. Like that one that was dressed in all black and I couldn't remember when we first saw her.
The one with the knee-high boots.
Yeah, what mm-hmm. the fuck? Weird.
Well, there's always weirdos at P-House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they were playing good music.
Yeah, they were.
And I had fun.
Yeah, I did too.
And Lou turned 34. He had his little sash on it, said over the hill. And silly thing. Yes. We watched Rocky Horror Picture Show as we drank.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think I had like 6 drinks in 1 hour.
Well,
and like 400 jello shots.
Not to mention the jello shots. Yeah.
Me and Julian were like, want another? Sure.
And then, okay, ready for another one? Okay.
And then apparently last night I called Freddie and Walt.
Apparently,
and I to
you
them
don't
for
remember that.
Well, I did.
Oh,
but I didn't realize that I actually talked to them for a whole hour.
Yeah, we were like on I-4 coming back when you called them, almost still in Orlando, and you were still talking to them when we got back into the house. So, and at one point you're like, Julian, Freddie wants to talk to you. I'm like. No.
You go and turn the fucking the heater off on this chair.
Well, goddamn, I had the seat reclined. I'm just laid back. I'm not asleep. I'm just, resting.
And listening to me talk.
Taking it easy. And apparently Chris reached over and turned the goddamn seat warmer on the seat. And I felt my ass start getting hot. I'm like, I didn't even say anything. I just kept my eyes closed. I said, turn that goddamn seat heater off.
Did you hear me tell Freddie? I was like, ooh, Julian's getting bitchy.
Well, there's a time and place for that. That was not the time and the place.
Julian got a little bitchy bitch when we got back up in the car.
Wow.
And then last night, what took y'all so long to get in the house? Because last night, When we were coming in, you're like, what took so long to get in the house?
Oh.
That's because Chris was carrying everything that was mine.
Oh.
Because I was too fucked
Well, they gave you a go cup of chicken. Fried chicken with sauce cheese. On it and cheese slices stuck all in it. And they gave you a roll when we left the room. And Ricky's holding a cup full of chicken and a like one of those, what is it, French roll? Yeah. And he's like, somebody open up this biscuit for me. Somebody open up this biscuit so I can put me some meat and cheese in it. I'm like, Ricky gets extra southern sounding when
I do,
he
when
drinks. Yes. Somebody open this biscuit for me.
I get real country when I'm drinking. Oh, but God, that tasted so good on the way home. And I was trying to be careful, too, because I knew if I got some piece of sauce on Chris's seat, he'd have a heart attack.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Yeah, we had a good time last night.
I was like, Julian, we have to do this more often. And it was awesome because everything was free. All the drinks that we brought were free.
We took our liquor with us.
We took our liquor cabinet with us.
made the drinks in the room. Walked into the club with our own drink. With our own drinks. Nobody said a word to us. And we drank our drinks there and went go back to the room, fix us a new drink, come back. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
And you should have seen all the people walking across the room, seeing our food and stuff in the hotel room. They're like all slobbering. And Julian had to get a little racial in there. Joe.
It is not my fault that there happened to be fried chicken there and it happened to be a black man staring at them. It is not my fault.
But what was funny is the girl that was in the room too, she was just looking at you and you said, she was like, I know what you're thinking.
Well, she was thinking it too. And she was Latina.
Yeah. Was she Latina?
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was white.
No.
She seemed a little Latino.
Yeah, she was.
How about her boyfriend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the ones you made out with.
Yeah, he was hot. Both of the straight guys there were Latino boys.
Yeah, just like Ricky likes.
Mm. Straight and Latino.
Yeah. He was ready to take Spanish 8 last night. Spanish 8 uncut.
That's wrong.
But oh, so right.
So we're only going to try to do 30 minutes today.
Okay, that works. So,
I have a few things on my notes here. One of them is a long time ago, but I remember the story. We were at Primo's.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm talking about? Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we go in the restaurant. That's an Italian place. And first of all, we walk in, and there's this, like, family of dwarves sitting at one of the tables.
I forgot about them.
And we walk in, order our food, and then me and Ricky sit down. And instead of talking to each other, because this is a really small place, we start texting each other, and Ricky's like, did you see that family of dwarves? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Because they're like 5 feet away. How could I miss that? So anyway.
And all the food they were getting.
I know.
They
just kept bringing them plate. And
different kinds of food.
After dish after dish.
They had what? One whole pizza. Somebody had a calzone or something over there. Mm-hmm. And then somebody got like 3 plates of chicken. I'm like, where the fuck is all that shit going?
I know.
Fuck.
I couldn't eat that much, and I'm like 3 times their size.
Right. Well, in height.
Well, still, that's a lot of volume when you stretch it out.
That's what she said.
Right. So anyway, one of the workers comes out to go to leave. Me and Ricky, at the same time, texted each other, and his message popped up, you know, just after I sent one to him, and we both like, he's kind of cute. We just look at
and exactly at the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, we just look at each other and start laughing.
He was cute.
Mm-hmm.
I need some more Primos.
And then just relieving your stoner guy that you know. He goes, I hope y'all enjoyed your meal and you'll come back to see us real soon. And we walk out and he's like, that's the stoner guy. I'm like, no shit.
And he never remembers who I am. I mean, that's the bad part. He never remembers who I am. Let's see what else we have here on the show notes. Julian and his smart-ass app comment. Do you remember that?
Oh.
When I was talking about the application to the movie theater.
Oh.
So, Julian and I were in the computer room here, and we're talking about different apps and stuff. And I don't remember what app we were talking about. And then I said, we were talking, and then we stopped talking for like 5 minutes, and we're doing whatever. And then I started talking to him. I go, yeah, I put in my application over at the movies so I could work there part-time. And then what did you say when you turned around?
I don't remember.
You said, what the fuck does that app do on your iPhone? Or some shit like that.
Well, I'm not paying attention.
And being all cunty.
I wasn't paying attention to you, and I missed the whole part of it. All I heard was application and movies. I'm like, what the fuck does that do?
So I paused for like a minute and I was like, you do know I was talking about a job application, right? And he's like, oh, but he was all like cunty about it before. Like, why are you talking to me like that?
We all have our cunty moments.
We sure do. So, wow. Yeah. We're 15 minutes. And what stuff has happened this week that we need to talk about?
Oh, gosh.
Finbar got the beat down today.
He sure did.
You saw it, too, didn't you?
I sure did.
Mm-hmm. I felt so bad.
Yeah, I'd heard it before I saw it as the trash can's banging and...
That wasn't the trash can. He was dragging the fucking vacuum cleaner behind him and almost tripped over Aniko's food dish trying to get him.
Come here to me. You ain't got nowhere to run this time, do you?
I was pissed. And he got the beat down, and then 15 minutes later, I was in there. And now he won't even look at me.
Aww.
Because he pissed, like, on the wall again. I don't know what I'm going to do with him. It's, like, ridiculous.
Well, it seemed like he was doing good for a while if he'd spray that stuff on the floor, but I don't know.
Well, I never sprayed the stuff on the floor. I only used the water and vinegar. So maybe I need to spray the shit on the floor. God damn it. Oh. Getting a little vibrating over there.
You know, I'd hate to see my parents or my little Down syndrome baby dragged in front of Obama's death panel.
For them to tell me that my baby doesn't deserve to live with this Down syndrome.
You betcha.
Yeah, so everybody thinks they're going to go in front of a death panel now.
Ugh.
With healthcare reform.
Which they're now calling the deathers.
Yeah.
As opposed to the
birthers.
The birthers that don't think Obama was born in the U.S.
This is like the craziest.
Here's his birth certificate. I don't believe
it. No, I don't believe it.
Here's the newspaper announcement from when he was born. You made that up. Okay, what the fuck do you want? A picture of him coming out of...
vagina with the big Hawaiian sign next to it?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you want? Those people will never believe, because I was listening to another podcast. It's the fact that they cannot fathom that we have a black president.
Yeah, they just want something to make it not real.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and I was listening to a podcast, and they're like, if it was a white German guy, they'd be okay with it, or something like that. So, I don't know. It's like this is like the craziest presidency in a while. Like, just like all this stupid stuff happening, like the birthers and the deathers, and Hillary Clinton going off on the African student because they misinterpreted what he said.
I know.
And she was like,
are you asking me what my husband thinks? I'm the Secretary of State, not him. Speaking of cunty.
Don't make me get my cankles in the air.
And the poor student actually asked what Obama thought.
Right.
The president, and it got misinterpreted as Mr. Clinton.
Womp womp. Yeah. Somebody's not happy that she's still behind her husband.
Somebody won't be getting an interpreting job again.
No. Someone was just put to death, actually.
Yeah. Well, she's a little upset, understandably, that, you know, he flew over to North Korea and rescued a couple of...
Banged two chicks.
Reporters and, you know.
He got all this media hype and then...
Well, of course, you know. Hey, Kim Jong-il. How about releasing them reporters? I'll give you a couple of copies of Playboy.
Gross.
You know, that's probably all he did.
Right. That probably is all he did. Of course, I don't see Kim Jong-il?
Yeah.
I don't see him being, like, the most sexiest person or anything, like, wanting sex and stuff.
You don't know. Them little ugly men can be perverts sometimes.
Ooh, yeah, he's probably, like, into, like, eels and vaginas, like, putting eels inside vaginas and then have them, like, squirt out or something. I saw that one time on the computer. There's these two Asian girls, and the one girl was putting baby eels into the other girl's vagina, and then she started spitting them out of her vagina, and the other one was eating them.
That's the fucking nastiest thing I've ever
heard. I know. It's...
That's right up there with people putting gerbils up their ass. Really? Really? Oh. Why must you put a live animal up your ass?
Let me tell you something gross that last weekend, I know, this about killed me. Nicole and I went to Cheddar's, and as we were leaving, she goes, Ricky, I have a question to ask you. And she goes, it's a what if, or what would you do?
Right.
And I'm like, oh, great. So her first question goes, would you rather drink someone's vomit? Ew. And I was like, I mean, she could see me. She was walking behind me, and I was like, oh, my God, no, it can't be any worse than that, the next question. Or, and then she goes, or drink someone's diarrhea.
Oh.
And
I was like, God.
And she goes, death is not an option. I was like, oh. And the first thing that came to mind is vomit with chunks of hot dogs in it.
Ew.
You know, because if anybody's thrown up hot dogs, you know that they actually never, like, break into pieces. Like, well, it's like one full hot dog in your...
Yeah.
So that's all I could think about was drinking somebody's vomit with some hot dogs in it. And I was like... And I started gagging, and I almost puked. I was like, I can't play this game anymore.
Speaking of puke, how about Chris asking us to take a garbage bag with us last night? So if one of us got sick, we had to keep our head in the garbage bag.
Right. I'm like, I don't get that drunk.
No, well, no.
I wouldn't say I don't get that drunk, but I don't puke normally.
No.
And I can normally hold my stuff.
Not sticking my head in a garbage bag.
Right.
You can pull over, mm-hmm. and I will puke on the side of the road as long as it takes.
Right, because having to smell that.
Mm-mm. Yeah, make everybody sick.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I woke up this morning. I was a little rough around 8 o'clock, and I was like, let me drink some water. And I had heartburn really bad, so I took my acid reducers.
Well, I did your trick when, not your trick, but.
Oh, you did my trick?
No, I used your method mm-hmm. last night when I got home. Mm-hmm. I drank a glass of water and like 4 ibuprofens mm-hmm. and went to bed.
And so, when you woke up?
I was a little headachy, but not bad.
But it's better than what it could have been,
and
right?
I'm definitely like 1,000 times more functional today than I was last Sunday.
Yes, I would have to agree.
Because I was just like totally spaced out, not not functional.
You were sicky.
Yeah, I was.
We're going to have some of that pussy punch. Pink pussy punch.
Yeah. I have a story, though.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's heard about the CC's Bib Man. Well,
who was famous on...
who is now famous on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Chris and I went out to eat this past week, and while we were there, this older couple came in, a man and a lady, and they sat down, and I went back up to refill my drink, and as I was walking back to the table, I see the old lady has a dental chain and a fucking hand towel as a bib.
Maybe she watched Bib Man on YouTube and used his idea.
It's the Bib Lady. So I did snap a couple of pictures with my iPhone. And
we'll post that.
We will post
I'll show
that.
You how to post it on the blog.
Okay.
And also still need to show you how to do pictures on Twitter.
Yeah, I know.
And I'll show you how to do that, too.
Okay.
So I think that's funny. I think there's going to be like a whole group of Bib people.
I know. I think it's a bigger phenomenon than we
than what we thought. Mm-hmm. We just never noticed, probably.
I think we probably noticed Big Bib Man because he was such a big man.
Yes. Twinned. And he was in his church going clothes.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
Yeah, looked like a big old Humpty Dumpty up in that.
He done got right with Jesus. Now he done got to get him some pizza. I'm hungry.
And spray it down and put some sweet and low in his salad.
I'd love to know what he's spraying that with.
I don't even want to know. I could just see like...
Probably
sweat.
Melted Crisco or something. Not enough fat on his pizza.
Gross. Ugh. Nasty. So I have a new addiction, and I was somebody's phone's going off.
Tis not mine.
It's not mine.
Then I don't know whose it is.
Oh, it was me.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And to finish this story, it's crack.
Oh, in what?
Your new addiction.
Oh no. No. I wish I could get that skinny that quick. So
Clean it up, Coke Whore.
Is there anything on my nose?
Mm-hmm.
We met some really cool people last night.
Yeah, we did.
That are probably hook up with Facebook, and hopefully they'll start listening to the show and stuff.
Well, yeah, and plus they're not that far from us, so.
Right. So this is my new addiction, and it's like totally crazy, but I fucking love it.
Okay.
The bad part about it is I was got really addicted to her the first song she had. So, anyway, yeah. Miley Cyrus's new song.
Yeah.
Fucking love it.
Uh-huh.
I cannot stop listening to it. It's so ridiculous. I
just
know.
Just that clip you played. I want to slit my wrists. And hang myself in the oven. Simultaneously.
On her last album, too, there was Seven Things I Hate About You.
Right.
You know that song?
No.
Oh, hold on. I'll play it for you.
Yeah. How about her hunching the stripper pole at the Teen Choice Awards? Like a hoochie mama.
Right. This is the first song that I became addicted to.
I think Billy Ray Cyrus has sold his soul to the devil to have another career again. So he's been reincarnated as his daughter.
That could be possible. No. He uses his daughter for it.
Don't tell his heart.
His achy, ricky heart.
Ugh.
I have to admit that back in the day, I thought he was fucking cute. Even with his little fucked up hair.
That was the biggest fucking mullet of the 90s.
So Lou just commented on the pictures you had in Facebook. He said, oh my God, I thought you were Katie pouring that in my mouth.
Oh.
Oopsie daisy.
Yeah, right.
All right, so we're almost at 30 minutes. I want to play the new song that Lou made for us for the phone calls real
that
quick.
We don't have.
Yeah, here we go. Because we don't have any phone calls or emails because our listeners suck. So
they don't love us anymore.
Here we go.
Call our hotline. We want to hear from you. Call our hotline. We want to hear from you.
It's a total of 12 seconds.
Yes.
Very straight and to the point.
Yep.
You got it, Lou.
Yeah, you did.
You
very,
won.
You very, very good. It's much, not that we didn't appreciate, because I do love the original you did, but it's just too long to play
right.
Every show.
So, and not everyone loves the original one that I did, right? Oh, okay.
Yeah, if I had a sound effect of
chirpets
cricking, crickets chirping, I would play it right now.
Someone had a tongue twister.
Man, I'm dyslexic.
All right, so give us a call at 206-984-FOUL.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Send us stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. Facebook us, MySpace us, Frapper Map us. Join us on Twitter. I'm Ricky, or Big Ricky FM.
I'm J.C. Marple, M-A-R-P-L-E.
He's not on there as often as he should be, but he's there.
I'm trying. He's there.
He's getting there. Let's see. What else do we have? We have the contest, but I don't remember what it was, so somebody can call.
What it was or when it ends.
Yeah.
I just remember the end result is replacing Nicole.
Yeah. But I don't know. Maybe we just need to redo a new one.
Ugh.
I did send out Joe his... I actually sent him a gift card for the book that I was supposed to send him.
Excellent.
Since he already had it. So he received that. And talking about Joe, Princess Holly, Walt, Freddie, Tasty Diane, they're all like boozing it up in Austin, Texas. They called me. Was that a train?
Yes.
Oh. They called me Friday night? No, Saturday night.
They called you Friday night. You called them last night.
Yeah, Friday night. They called me and Walt was drunk. Actually, let me see if I can play that voicemail real quick. I have to unplug this from the computer, so this might make a sound.
Oh, Jesus. H. Christ. Wow.
Let's see if I can get this to work.
That was incredibly loud.
Sober, Ricky Burton. This is Walt. And you know what? I am in Austin, Texas, and I am completely sober. Don't even think I'm drunk because I am not drunk, and you are not answering the phone because you are watching some fucking nasty-ass Beyonce movie, and I know Holly likes Beyonce, but I don't give a shit because, no, you, Beyonce, you even said, why are you not answering your phone? Now, you need to know, my phone is about to die because I've been, like, playing with my phone all night, and my battery is almost dead, and this was your chance to talk to me, and you know what? You blew it off because you're too busy watching a movie, probably with Nicole, being a dirty whore, or you're at fucking CC's watching the big... Why is it beeping? Why is it beeping if he's a guy to get cut off?
That's the email I received, or the voicemail I received the other day.
Yeah, do you remember you and I calling, that's what she said last?
We did call them. Oh, I forgot.
Which means they're probably playing our drunken voicemail right about now.
Whee!
We're in the club and we're having drinks.
If they could hear us over the music.
I know, right?
Because the music was loud.
We were screaming. Except Chris, he's like, hey.
Yeah. I was like, what?
He's like, you gotta scream it!
I was so waiting for them to play Obsessed last night, and they didn't even play it.
Oh.
Oh. All right, people, we're out of here. You've downloaded episode 231. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
You guys have a great week.
Peace.
Bye.